You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That's where Nathan is sitting right here in Berea. That's where I'm sitting. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And we are pleased to bring aboard with us right now. He is with us now, our great friend from NFL Network, NFL.com, their insider, one Ian Rapoport. Hello, Ian.
Hey, I'm sorry I kept you guys waiting for.
You're big time. No worries. You're big time. You blew us off, and then you said, you know what, I feel sorry for Vic and Nate. So you did that, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
of totally. Course. How's it going, my man?
It's good. It's been a very – after like a couple weeks of twiddling our thumbs and trying to figure out what to do while the draft was so far away, it's been a really, really interesting past week just trying to – figure all this out and talking to people, and it's going to be a really, really fun draft.
All right, so what's the latest dirt that you have specifically regarding what the Browns will do at number four?
Well, they're going to have some options, some really, really good options. You know, when you talk to people who are in the top 10, the view is that there are four elite players. So the Browns would have a chance to draft one of them. Who's it going to be? You know, at this point, you know, we don't know. I mean, I would assume, like a lot of people, Clowney has a pretty good chance of going one. And depending on, you know, how it falls, you know, I think the Browns could have a chance to either draft, you know, Sammy Watkins or Khalil Mack. And if they have, you know, if it turns out to be Mack, then I think they're prime candidates to trade with the Falcons, get more picks, probably get a second rounder, and then, you know, take someone else at six or maybe keep trading back and load up in what is one of the deepest drafts in years and years and years. I can't put my finger on exactly who the Browns are drafted for. They have so many interesting options, so that kind of makes me think a trade back is something that would be pretty feasible.
Ian Rapoport joining us now on the Ohio Business Machines hotline here. And Ian, when you talk about the Browns at number four, the options they'll have or to trade back, one of the things you didn't mention, at least at this point, was a quarterback. So where do you think a quarterback will finally come off the board in this draft, and who do you think will be the first quarterback taken?
Well, I think it's going to be Johnny Manziel. I would be surprised if he fell out of the top 10. So then you say, you know, where's he going to go? And I think, you know, if the Bucs like a receiver more than they like a quarterback at seven, then I could see Manziel going eight to the Vikings. You know, they got people on their – I know they're intrigued. I know they've done a ton of work on them. I know they've tried to find a quarterback over the last several years. That would be fascinating. You know, I could definitely see that happening. And then, you know, for the Browns, I think it's – more likely they pick a quarterback at 26 than pick a quarterback at four. And, you know, I don't know which quarterback is going after Manziel.
Yep.
But I know if a quarterback gets past Tennessee, they might fall all the way. So the Browns might have their pick at 26. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is. And you brought up the Buccaneers and some of the speculation. I know you've had that out there too, Ian, about their possibility of going quarterback. I've seen, of course, some direct shoot down of that possibility, but it seems like the conjecture of this draft that, you know, one person or one source says one thing and another comes back to try to knock it out of the sky. But why, what would make, for instance, with Lovie Smith and their QB situation, what would make Tampa Bay even slightly interested in Manziel?
They need a franchise quarterback. You know, they signed Josh McCown, immediately named him the starter, but he's 35 or mid-30s. He's not going to be the long-term answer. I mean, one thing that everybody knows, and it is the simplest truth in the NFL. If you got a quarterback, you can do anything. And if you have a quarterback, you know, if you pick Johnny Manziel, you hit on him, and he's the player that everyone thinks he's going to be, then you are good for 10 years. I mean, you're in playoff. If you have a good quarterback, you're in playoff contention every single year.
Yep.
And it's true across the league. And so, you know, it's really like they signed Josh McCown. They gave him some money. That's fine. They have Michael Leonard, who was a starter last year. fine. But none of those guys is the long-term answer. And so if you get a guy who can be your long-term answer, I don't care where your other needs are, because a good quarterback makes up for all of them.
And I think you're exactly right, and I think the consensus is coming in now that the Browns will have the opportunity to select any quarterback in the draft at four if they want to stay there, and it'll just be a matter of whether or not they have the conviction in what anybody at that spot to be that guy and hopefully guide this team for the next 10 years. You mentioned a trade-down possibility for the Browns, and now this question isn't just about a trade-up with the Browns, but we've heard the 49ers maybe making a big move up for Mike Evans, the Dallas Cowboys with potentially some rumored interest in Johnny Manziel, the Buffalo Bills have been linked as a team to move up, and obviously the Falcons as well. So who's the most likely, in your opinion, to make that big move up?
I think the 49ers are considering a big move. That certainly would not surprise me. Now, it is expensive, very expensive to go from 30 to 5.
Yep.
If the 49ers want Mike Evans, that's the price they'll have to pay, but they're going to have to want him a lot. They're going to have to think he's a once-in-a-generation receiver. More likely to me is the 49ers going up to, 17, have the Harbaugh brothers trade with each other, and pick, Odell Beckham or something like that.
Sure.
A fast receiver. And they're going to need someone who can really run. That's what they want. Some of the other teams, I think if the Browns do want to trade from four, depending on who's picked, I think the Bills and the Lions both would be interested in Sammy Watkins and maybe Mike Evans. But, if Jacksonville picks Sammy Watkins, then I think that hurts the Browns' market a little bit. If Jacksonville picks Khalil Mack, then I think the Browns are in business.
What are you hearing? And we're visiting with NFL Network and NFL.com insider Ian Rappaport here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What are you hearing with regard to maybe the hottest of trade rumors? A lot of buzz has been out there about the St. Louis Rams either doing a pick of Manziel at the number two overall spot. I've heard that, as I'm sure you have too, or trading out of that spot, at least putting it out there that they'd want him there to make someone else who wants to try to get him before Cleveland or Jacksonville or whatever to move into the second spot. But are the Rams as hot a team as any that you've heard on the trade trail, or Dallas's name has come up, Atlanta's name's come up? Where are we on the trade talk?
First on the Rams, if you want to mention, if you want to use the word trade and use the word Rams, the answer is probably yes on all counts.
Okay.
I mean, last year they traded up
yep.
in the first round, and they traded back in the
right.
first round. This year they have two picks. I would expect them to trade up and back in some sort of combination. Obviously, they're not going to trade up to one, but I could see them trading up and back in this year's draft as well. They just
right.
They like to move. They like to collect picks. It's a really, really deep draft. I know the Rams are open to moving back. I think there's a lot of people who think the Jaguars are going to take Sammy Watkins. So if the Lions or the Bills want to move up, the Rams, would certainly be partners. I mean, the Rams and the Bills traded last year in the E.J. Manuel, Tavon Austin trade.
Sure.
So I could see that happening. I think the Bills and the Lions could move up. I think the Cowboys or the Bears could certainly move up. If Aaron Donald was their, the person they're targeting, I could see them going up into the top 10 to get him. There's a ton of options. Really a ton of options as far as trades go.
There certainly are. It will be an interesting draft and one that is so deep, as you said. You talked about the quarterbacks and the potential to fall. Based on what you're hearing from around the league, would you be surprised if Teddy Bridgewater is available to the Browns at pick 26?
No. I could definitely see that happening. I think the Browns would have a very hard choice. Bridgewater is a guy, first of all, you don't have to play him right away. And not a bad thing in the world to have him sit for a year. When you pick him at 26, it's a lot easier to have him sit than if you pick someone at four.
Sure.
Plus, the thing, think about Brian Hoyer. I've known him for a while, covered him in New England. He wants the starting job. I think he believes he's a starting quarterback. I think he's going to go out and do everything he can to show it. And I think he did that last year. But he's also a really good guy. And I think he would really welcome the opportunity to just take a rookie quarterback and go, all right, man, like, we're, you know, here's everything you need to know. Even if it ends up, even if the guy ends up beating him out, I still think he would do it because that's just kind of what he's like.
Yeah, great leader, certainly.
All right, Ian, good stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, my friend.
All right, anytime, guys. Thank you.
And
thank
Ian you. Rappaport came to us via the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, OBM. I want to tell you that OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Team with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum Level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the official copier provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Coming up, we are going to have our new versions of our mock drafts. Nathan Zagura and yours truly with versions 3.0, and our staff writer, outstanding staff writer, Kevin Jones in studio, and he's going to share his 2.0 version of this mock draft. We're going to break it all down for you next on CBD. And ESPN 850 WKNR.